Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by an extraordinary gentleman, Mr. Robert Waterman, who is running for District 36 City Council. He's been a stalwart in the community at so many different levels. Welcome, sir. Good to have you here with us.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. So tell us, who is Robert Waterman and why are you running for City Council in District 36?
Well, who is Robert Waterman? Well, I'm a devoted father of three wonderful daughters, Nia, Imani, and Jada. I am a husband of an attorney called Lola Waterman, who's running for judge also. And I am just a pastor in a community with various hats from education all the way through to healthcare. Why am I running? That is something that I really want to inform people about. Why am I running? I was walking the community, actually doing some canvassing and making sure that I meet the various constituents in the community. And I ran up to an elderly gentleman, and, you know, I was excited to meet him. And I passed him my palm card and said, "I'm Robert Waterman, and I'm running for City Council in the 36th District." And he looked at me. He said, "Mr. Waterman, why are you running?" And I got paused, and I was getting ready to ask myself and say something. He said, "No, stop running and start walking." Mm-hmm. And from that point on, I realized that in order for you to do the work in the 36th District, you don't have to run through it. You have to walk through it. To help people, you got to walk through from healthcare to education. You have to make sure you touch every constituent so that when you walk through the community, you can meet the needs.
You can meet the needs, meet the constituents, understand the issues, and address them.
Yes.
And let's talk about the issues that District 36 is facing right now, the issues the constituents are facing, and how you're going to be addressing those issues.
When we go through the 36th District in Brooklyn, we find that there's a plethora of issues that are at hand. We can start from police reform. We can go to education, health care. We can actually deal with the food desert. We can deal with seniors and homelessness. But there's three topics that I really just want to deal with, and that's education, health care, small businesses is one of the keys that I want to focus on today.
So let's talk about, in particular, how you're going to address those three issues of education, health care, and small business. So as the next city council member, how are you going to address education?
Being an educator, 6 to 7 years in the Board of Ed, and my next 5 years that I'm in higher ed, I've saw the distinct difference of the educational level that's done in District 16 school system. District 16 school system has been the lack of resources. We can change a principal. We can break the school down and add charter schools in it. But the key to successful education is making sure that we provide the resources that are needed. The school system is going through what I call a transition school because majority of the kids that we see are single parent kids when 48% of our community lives in shelter. So 48% of the students that come into the school system are parents who live in shelter. So when you're unstable in your living condition and when you're unstable in your nutrition and feeding process or the food process, then we have some issues when it comes down to our attention for education. Mm-hmm. So we got to provide not just vouchers for our students, for those of low income. We have to make sure that the resources totally that are provided to the community. We have to connect the educational system to the community leaders. For instance, my church adopts a school. So we adopt a school, and that means that whatever the school needs and resources that the government is not providing, we do, from books to food to arts and crafts that they need to after-school programs, we provide those things to our school system.
Now let's look at healthcare. We know that the pandemic has ravaged our communities. It has, predicated on the issues that we've had before, the diabetes, the heart disease, etc.
Yes.
As the next representative for District 36, how are you going to address those issues?
Okay. Thank you for asking that question. As a trustee, I'm a trustee of Interfaith Hospital. I'm the vice chair of the trustee board for One Brooklyn Health, which encompasses Interfaith Brookdale and Kingsbrook Hospital. And we find that when the pandemic occurred, it opened up Pandora's box. These safety net hospitals are acting as what we call the safety net. If it had not been for these safety net hospitals, we would have seen the incline of people dying in our community. So as the next city council person, the state provides funding for capital spending. The city provides funding for the programs, for things that are needed, for equipment and things that were needed. So the shortage in the hospital from oxygen tanks all the way through to PPEs were lacked. And we want to make sure that when there's a pandemic that ever happens again, or even just the natural things that people are going to the emergency room, what we're trying to do is provide what we call the safety net hospitals, provide other alternatives to help people not just end up in an emergency room. So sitting on the board helped me to understand a couple of things through the pandemic. What we did was partnership with NYPD, and we picked up over 500 seniors, and we actually got them to be vaccinated. So in that partnership, we saved about 500 lives. Mm-hmm. And those seniors from different senior centers were excited. We prayed with them, comforted them, walked them through the whole process. We not only did that, we opened up our church and we did the vaccination, or what we call the COVID testing, mm-hmm. the antibody testing. Over 1,000 people we served. So from a healthcare perspective, the pandemic have opened up Pandora's box. And as you understand, the undercurrent that a lot of people were dying from high blood pressure, cholesterol, and all the issues that we're not looking at, we have to now address them and not cover them up again.
Okay. So when we look at small business, we know that small business is the heart of the communities of, you know, generational mm-hmm. wealth for families.
Mm-hmm.
What are your plans to help small business owners reopen, those who stayed open to continue staying open and to be profitable? What are your plans?
There are a couple of things that happen. I am a small business owner myself.
Okay.
I open up what we call a sober cafe,
mm-hmm.
where people come in without the high spirits that they come in on a natural spirit. And is it like what we call a computer, where people come in and get online and talk and do dreams, mm-hmm. develop their bubble, or it's like a bubble where people come and throw ideas around. But that cafe helped me to understand the operation of small businesses. During the pandemic, we found that a lot of the small businesses didn't get the information for outdoor dining. For example, with the outdoor dining, we saw that they didn't know how to do the structures, and the city was making up the rules week by week and changing the rules, and some of them were not getting the information. And most of the black and brown outdoor dining or restaurants were not able to keep up with what was happening. And so they were getting checked off with the Department of Transportation mm-hmm. and failing for the instructions that were in the street. And so what I did is I began to go out and talk to over 20 different small businesses and found out through the restaurant people and shared the information that they needed in order for them to be sustainable. So what I want to do as a city council is to make sure that the structures, or this, everybody gets an opportunity to do outdoor dining, that we develop what we call this interagency, whereby information is located in one central spot where everybody can get all the information they need, how to open up any type of small businesses. Increase the MWBE to make sure that small businesses, minority women businesses, have that opportunity to get the grants and applied for the certain grants that are out there to increase, because we have a small percentage. So we should raise up the percentage on MWBEs so that they can, and actually NWBEs, not camouflage NWBEs.
Thank you for saying that.
The Europeans hire co-construction or co-consultants, and they're not true MWBEs. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure we look for true MWBEs across our district so they are able to get the grants, get the vouchers, to get the tax initiatives. I think we should do a tax holiday until people get back off the ground, the small businesses get off the ground. The tax holiday would allow them to sell products without taxes for that opportunity to reestablish their business. There are a lot of other stuff that I want to do.
So, Mr. Waterman, we thank you so much for coming here and sharing this great information about your candidacy. We see that you've been doing the work already in the community. And how can one support your campaign?
You can go to my website, robertwaterman.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. Listen, for the young people out there, that's the only way I can get to you. But for my seniors, all you got to do is pick up my phone, 914-715-2202, and call me, and I'll be at your door. I'm a pastor in the community over 20 years. I've been pastoring in the community, and you know, what we did is we opened up our doors to create an open space. We took our parking lot, and for those of other faith, so that people could come on the outdoor and worship, just like we do the small businesses for the outdoor dining, we do outdoor worship so that people can actually have an opportunity to come.
Robert Waterman, June 22nd, District 36, vote for me because...
You should vote for me because I'm the only candidate who have experience. You do not need a candidate to go into city council trying to learn a job. Because of my experience with running a church, sitting on Community Board 3, the trustee of Interfaith Hospital, my educational experience, my small business experience, because I'm a candidate who have had 20 years of engaging into people's lives and knowing how to show empathy and sympathy, and knowing that we need candidates at this opportunity, not somebody who's a politician to tell you that we don't have the money, but somebody who actually knows how to get the money and making sure that people of all our constituents are served and not just one kind. What I want you to understand is that we start June 12th for early voting. For all of those who are out there, I know that you're going to be at the early voting polls. So June 12th through the 22nd is an opportunity for you to vote. Vote Robert Waterman, District 36, your first choice.
Thank you, sir. Good to have you here. Looking forward to having you back again.
Thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Our pleasure. And we wish you the very, very best.
Thank you. And from this point on, I'm walking through, not running.
Definitely.
People power in politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.